Hello everyone, welcome to Coco Channel's news. I hope you are ready for the new podcast about the deep story of Australia. Today we are talking about the stolen generations through a harrowing testimony. Before we get started, I would like to explain what it means by the term stolen generations. This expression refers to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children who were forcibly removed from their families by Australian government policies passed between 1910 and 1970. So let's start now. Hello, Talia. You come from Australia and you are part of the stolen generation. First of all, present yourself and tell me more about your own story.
Hello. Thank you for having me. My name is Talia. I'm 58 years old and I'm part of what is known as the stolen generation. I was taken from my Aboriginal family as a child, placed in institution and later put into a white family.
Okay, and when did you evict from your family and how did you feel regarding this traumatic event?
It was very hard. I was only 5 years old when the police and social works came to take me away. They placed me in home with other children like me. We were forbidden to speak our native language and were forced to change our name to sound more European. Now I have taken back my original name, which belonged to my grandmother. After that, I was sent in white family, where I was treated more like a servant than a child. This stage of my life was very traumatic for me, and I have been left with lasting scars.
Wow, okay. And would you say that this striking period in your life uprooted you totally from your origins? And in terms of culture, education and religion maybe, how did you survive from this violent removal?
Yeah, this trauma had a real impact on me, but also on my family. It affects my ability to rebuild myself and even when I meet the father of my children. Moreover, because of my move to a foster family, I have never had a real education. I had to build myself up alone.
Okay, and a bit earlier, you have just mentioned that motherhood is now part of your life. Therefore, what education do you pass down to your children?
Yes, becoming a parent was incredibly difficult for me, and I carried a deep fear for my children because of the painful past I had experienced. However, it also gave me the opportunity to pass down culture which had not been valued, and I was able to transmit true values that are very important to me.
Okay, and finally, today, among this stolen generation, some of you decided to raise their voice in order to defend your rights and also to ask for apologize. And do you also campaign for a better integration of your people?
Yes, I'm indeed one of the activists committed to this cause. And I have also created an association so victims can share their experience and help preserve our culture.
Okay, wow, congratulations. And thank you very, very much to share your personal experience.
I just would like to send a message to future generations. Never forget our history and be proud of who you are.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.